Och tycker ju det. När det var brevet. Och det du är. Aj. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we're at that. Things are looking really bad in so many areas. But then at the same time, what you're not being told is how many places. Ireland. Just a week ago, I got video after video of Ireland waking up and saying no, finally, to these absolutely draconian measures that have been taken since the very beginning of this whole thing, this falsehood. So many places are stepping up and standing up, and I really believe that humans in general are just not tolerating. They're not putting up with agendas being pushed, the critical race agenda being pushed in schools. People are really standing up to that. There's so many different things that people are just saying, absolutely no, we're not doing that. This is ridiculous. The global warming thing is falling really on a lot of deaf ears, actually. Even though they pumped it for years and years, people are waking up to what an absolute agenda that is and how it's really just to funnel money into various projects that deep staters, you know, have long-term vision for, right? Though they got long-term vision, all right. They're thinking way ahead for humanity and just literally trying to...
Long-term vision for the destruction and the enslavement of the human race. But you know what? Cosmic grace says it ain't taking place.
Corral us. They've been trying to corral us into being long-time patients, long-time everybody's going to be on some kind of pharmaceutical. Everybody's going to be, they're going to need multiple.
Oh, she's making a motion. She's making a motion, getting a shot.
Years and years and years of income for big pharmaceutical companies. It's like, it's so obvious if you got any kind of noggin functioning. Okay, what they're up to. It's so obvious. It's just, they're just trying to literally ensure that deep state gets funded and money gets funneled over to their way of thinking and their, you know, agendas, you know, for the rest of eternity. And that's been the plan. And another long plan they've had is really passing laws just quietly in the background, like the general population just doesn't know about it. I'm sure they have this already, but clones specifically for organ replacement and to kind of refresh body parts for people. So literal living entities, okay, beings who weren't brought into the world in any kind of natural way, okay, and they're literally just for the use of really, really wealthy billionaires, okay, in so many different ways, and in so many ways that there's nothing ethical or human about that. It's just not something that a good person would even think of doing, just creating these entities with no sort of future for themselves or life. What kind of a life is that? Yeah, it's just, it's unbelievable. But
gonna grow up to be somebody's left arm. Well, not on my watch, Janine Morisot. More from that later.
They've been quietly for years and years and years passing laws to make basically it legal to have clones walking around. Like, that's what they're aiming for.
They already got them walking around, you know.
Not entirely human beings, okay? Watch Westworld if you want to know what I'm talking about, okay? They
don't watch
literally
Westworld.
Lay out the whole agenda in Westworld.
All right, but don't watch Westworld, though. I love Jeanine Morjo, but Westworld is some over-sexualized, depressing shit. Y'all don't need that. Netflix is in league with Satan. They admitted it themselves now.
Frankly, Netflix is your best bet if you want to know what these guys have been up to. Just watch some Netflix series, okay? Just pick one, and you'll get one of their agendas. It's just incredible. But the good news that I wanted to bring was so many people are waking up. So many people in the UK, just unbelievable amounts of people stepping up and saying no to anything related to a passport. Everywhere in the world, you look anywhere,
talking about the vax
the
pass.
World is waking up to these things. It's
just
it's
say
unbelievable.
No.
Okay, so that part is the really good news, is how many people are waking up. So I just want everybody to remember that. When things look really dreary, remember, wow, people are waking up, and this is what it took. So the first thing I want to ask is, in Australia, okay, we're going to go to Australia. Has Australia been used, just like I believe it has anyway, as literally a huge psychological experiment? You know, and I'm just saying Australia, because I know there's lots of places that we could ask that about, but we're gonna ask about Australia, because it's unbelievable to me how they've been yo-yoing the rules. And the really interesting thing is, when I very first looked at the whole lockdown situation when it first occurred, and I was barely red-pilled at the time, I saw really clearly that the thing was not anything like it was being reported as, and it was a huge, basically, psyop. I didn't use that word at the time, and that it was all overblown, and Australia, in fact, when I looked in particular at Australia, it was going to be the least affected, which is really interesting, because when you look at actually what could be the real numbers, it's very, very small, very small. And they're just like literally making stuff up at this point to kind of back up what they're up to. So let's have a look in that, and then we're going to ask, well, who's in charge of that? If that's a big experiment, it seems to me that it started out black hats, and it's been switched over to the white hats, and they're continuing kind of with the movie basically there. But let's double check and make sure that's true, because some people believe it still feels really black hat rule. So let's have a look.
She's shuffling the cards. We're going to see what she gets.
Wow, well, we've got the Empress for who's in charge of the situation right now. And we've got the High Priestess, so secrets. Okay, I think it has switched hands. I think it did start out, because it's been equal. It started out as a black hat op, and I think it's been switched over to a white hat op.
Oh, the good guys running the whole show now. We'll be right back.
which is good news. That whole show you what the bad guys had planned. Okay, so that's what's going on, because the Empress is a good card, and I believe she is. So they're doing this almost like a good parent does hard parenting, right?
Sometimes
so humans need to wake up. This is a really sleepy part of the world. It has been until lately. And I believe if they hadn't really pushed it the way they did to breaking point, once things got in the hands of the white hats, that's what I get, it's in the hands of the white hats. Once things got pushed to breaking point, finally, they woke up to the numbers that these guys are looking for, the good guys. Yeah, so they're waiting. There's something else they're waiting for now. There's just some kind of breaking point they're waiting for that's imminent, it looks like. And it'll absolutely turn things around for these guys. And I think the white hats will show their hand at that point. They'll show that they've been the shadow government in this place. Let's have a look at these passports that appear to be, so it looks like they've been passed. There's all these laws been passed. But if the white hats have been in charge for quite a while, like it looks like months and months, it's been switched over. Actually, since
it's
all last
just
October,
now.
Just dropped in my head. But since 2020 October, it feels like the white hats took over and continued. And that's likely why when you look at the news in Australia, it almost looks absurd what they're trying to pull off. It looks absurd, and it's why the people finally woke up. They went, okay, they finally went, this is ridiculous. This is like pushing us too far. Thank goodness. Okay, because that's what it took to wake these people up, and that's just good parenting.
Mm-hmm.
down the street in the garbage, but we're still gonna really rock this like Hannibal rocks Carthage. Yeah, turn the mic up, please. We're very glad to be here with you. Helping me up on the bandstand here. Fats Waller wasn't really misbehaving. He was just misunderstood sometimes. Because a lot of people thought that he was a joke. The man could really play the piano. But since he would laugh and joke with people and make people laugh, people took that off and wrote him off as being a jokester. But if you would catch Fats Waller on a night in his own house, at his own box, he would burn your mind up. Fats Waller. He wasn't misbehaving, but maybe he was to the people that couldn't play the piano. Yeah. Bright moments. Bright moments. Bright moments. Bright moments is like jumping up and down with the one you love. That's too heavy for y'all, right? Bright moments. Bright moments is like eating Swiss cheese in Russia. I know how to get to y'all. Bright moments is like catching a rat that then ate Swiss cheese in Harlem. Harlem is in New York, 125th Street. Yeah, that's where it's at. All these things you can look up in case you don't understand what I'm saying. You're putting it on tape anyway. You can get it interpreted. Bright moments.
Gonna have some bright moments in our future, won't we, Janine Morisot?
Okay, yep. So let's have a look at are these passports in Australia going to hold? So the laws that have been passed already, because I know some places they've already passed laws, and people are saying by September they're going to have to go anywhere in large social gatherings and to travel, they're going to need these things. Now, is that actually going to stick? Because that's the part we need to know, because we can't have that. Wow, I just want you to look at this line. Same cards here in different places, right on the bottom here. This will be revealed. Things will be revealed. I'm thinking really soon, really soon. They want you to believe that's going to be the case because that fear is keeping everybody awake. It's like without that fear that this is what they're doing to a whole huge country like Australia, and that they could actually get away with that. If people didn't see that happening, they'd go back to sleep, unfortunately. So this has been necessary. All of this is being falsified for the benefit of waking people up. The benefit they get out of it is people wake up, and that was the whole idea. Okay, so before they let everybody in on, this is a movie you're watching, they had to push these people. They had, it's called good parenting. It's like tough love. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is really what's been going on here. And thank goodness, because it was even worrying me, and I don't get worried very, you know me, I'm holding the line like nobody's business. But so many people were writing me and just started to really push my buttons. And I'm so happy to see this. Oh my goodness. Yeah. They needed you to see what kind of a vice these guys were going to put the whole country in. They needed you to see. Okay. And so they did it. They did it to have a breaking point, so people would get to that place where they said, no more. We're not putting up with it. So yeah, this is not gonna hold people, and September will come and this won't be the case. You will have seen the movie ended, or at least know that you've been in a movie. At least you'll know you've been in a movie. So yeah, it'll become public knowledge that this has all been a ploy to wake people up. So that's good news. Oh my goodness. That's what we're living with, this kind of, these kind of measures. That's what it takes to take people from a brainwashed state, thousands of years of brainwashing, to undo that damage. That's what it takes. That's what it's taking. And that's, you can look everywhere, like all over Europe, this is happening. And in the States, they're about to pull some of that. Like, if you're watching what Mr. B's been saying,
she means to say Joe Biden,
pushing it to wake up the sleepers there, because he's been saying, literally calling out his group there, the B group, the B team, we'll call them the B team, basically been spelling out exactly what they're up to in the most unbelievable way. And people are still not paying attention enough, right? So they still need to push it a little bit in the U.S., I think. Although there's, of course, we know there's so many patriots and awakened people there.
Yeah, God, I love them. Sure.
But there's still some sleepers that actually think Mr. B's real and what he's doing is real. Okay, so we got that pretty figured out, that that's all a huge play, but that's also what's going on in Australia. That's really good to know.
The curtain's coming up, people. Get ready to know that you just been watching a ridiculous show. Uh-huh.
Celestial kind of treaties that they have that were unknowns to us, that were hidden to us, expired in 2012, December 21st. That was when that negative force, which has been recognized as a group of beings that parasite on lower dimensional worlds, if they can insert themselves, and they seem to have done so about 16,000 years ago. This is confirmed in the Transylvania Sunrise series that I highly recommend people read, of the ancient record rooms. The Venusians have talked to me about it, and the people at the conference and those who have my book will hear what the Queen, about what the Queen of Venus actually said. And then
Robert Potter talking about Venusian involvement through every major turning point in history and this now timeline.
I know that a lot of this stuff is very out there for many people.
Not for me,
but,
buddy.
I think that it's important people understand that there is a plan. God has not forsaken us.
That's
but
right.
They must remain hidden to our sight for a time so that we can realize we have to look at this horrible situation as a gift. God can always has a plan to make something. And when I say God, I don't mean an individual person. And, you know, I don't want to offend people, but I mean, you know, Archangel Michael, Jesus, these are truly divine personages. Well,
because of them.
As Raymond reminded me, they are absolute, very high and pure reflections of the Heavenly Father, which is...
They're walking toe-to-toe with the Venusians.
It's beyond all name and form, and which exists in all form. So to have this faith, and for a greater gnosis of humanity... the ministry of angels, or what the Venusians call the angel force, or the queen, as, and I love that term, we recognize that the extraterrestrials have been here throughout history. As Daniel spoke about, wheels within wheels. As a chosen people were led out of Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And in Hebrews 13:2, be ye kind to strangers, and be aware, be ye therefore aware, that you entertain angels unaware. They are other people just like us. They are very special. They're divine personages who can lower their vibrations, and it's harder to go up. But to realize that they are here as our guardians, the Venusians in particular being our closest neighbor.
The Venusians, so we know that they are in league with the angelic realm, like you talked about in your books, Dr. Keller. So it's fascinating to me, because I've had, ever since a little boy, I've had angels showing up, and Archangel Michael, you know, protected me, or actually saved my life in a combat zone once. So there's definitely a connection that I have, and I see that you are making a connection with Venus and the angels. Can you explain that a little bit? So,
I had one more paragraph here. I want to say
we're on the show here.
So what I wanted to say was, in this ministry of angels, Raymond Keller is our chosen messenger, and he has 5 books out now.
Raymond Keller, that's the guy with the contact with Venus.
He's actually working on the 9th in the last year.
Oh my God.
We're releasing 3 more books, one very special, and I'm just going to let him talk now, but that's what I wanted. I was really right at the end of the paragraph there.
Robert.
I'm feeling that. So,
yo,
Dr. Keller.
We're going to hear from Raymond Keller pretty soon on Space Plane.
Thank you.
some music done by me, the host of the show, Tony E. Recorded February 1st, 2021, directly to cassette tape. Enjoy, mate.
All that shit showing up, sure is bad. Bet you never thought I could kick all of that. I'm just too fast, my field tracks. Parallel worlds lying side by side. What kind of overtones coming on the scene inside? The jet report of bugs in the plasma being square. They dance about, they doing real swear. This sound, it's a tonal language, and all the demons are
That's a great one.
Yeah.
So what is it do you see with the, you know, Venus and Angels and Valiant Thor and all the different groups that have been trying to help humanity, you know, take humanity to the next level? A lot of the Venetian or Venusian people are trying to, their masters are trying to, you know, help humanity before they go to the next level. So they're actually holding back to help humanity before they ascend to higher levels of consciousness. Can you explain a little bit of that? That's a lot. So.
Oh yes. Well, thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
When we look back in history, we see that there have been unseen forces at work, guiding and protecting us along the way. And I wouldn't say that that anybody is the sole messenger, because we all have those powers latent within us that we can develop to a higher order, where we too can commune with extraterrestrial and ultra-dimensional beings, and we can call upon them when we are in need of assistance.
Excellent. So taking like some of your work already, and where you go into talking about how you had contact with Venus and beings from Venus, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Many of Venus have lived lives on Earth. They have come down here as avatars, as teachers, to guide us along the way. And they have shared information with us that can help perfect us and bring us along the path. I have a video, or not a video, but I have a PowerPoint that I had prepared with Genesee Roy,
and presented.
It was presented by Genesee at the last meeting at Mount Shasta, and I'd like to share that, because it's dealing with why they are here. Why they are here?
You know, they're here.
Okay, and let's see.
We can't see it though, Raymond. Raymond, we can't see nothing because it's
from my own connections. I've been having in a parallel life working with the Secret Space Program.
Michael Jacob.
I have memories of actually visiting Venus and you know, contacting people in Venus, and the artwork that they have there, the fountains, internal parts, and so it's pretty amazing.
I've seen it all too, buddy.
Okay, and let's see.
Raymond, as far as like the time, like Rob was talking about, I had an experience in 2003 where I thought I was having an out-of-body experience, but I saw my death. So I was like leaving my body, having died. And then I thought, that's a bummer, because I feel like I'm really could help humanity now, because I'm really tapping into some, you know, really higher spiritual abilities, you know, remote viewing and all kind of crazy stuff. So and then I felt this presence, and I looked up, and there's Archangel Michael, and he like fixated me with like amazing amounts of love. I just beamed into every cell of my body, boom. And then I was put back in time, back into my body.
They'll
and then
do
the
that.
Missile that was coming to, or that had basically killed me, was directed to a harmless area. So I was like, wow. So from that point on, I really started having these abilities that were pretty amazing, using love vibrational energies, teaching people about these love vibrational energies and how, you know, they can definitely affect consciousness, how they can affect the environment, and how they can absolutely affect future timelines like we're talking about that I saw coming that were going to be negative, like terrorists and attacks and stuff like that. So
so one of the reasons for the lockdown of humanity is because potentially we have far more power, far more abilities than our slave masters.
That's
and they were actually terrified of us.
They better.
They were terrified that we were going to wake up and find out who we actually were. Now, because we belong to these soul groups that are from different dimensional planes, when we wake up, we create a consciousness shift on all those dimensions. Because you're never separated from place of origin. You are always connected to place of origin, which is why the A's have always said, all the broken pieces always find their way home. Because you connect back to point of origin. So when we wake up, when humanity flips the script and we begin to truly see ourselves as one race, one consciousness, we create not only genetic, but spiritual shifts, conscious shifts on all the dimensions in which the soul groups came from. Because we are like a composite. Mm-hmm. We're a library of galactic history across the board.
Oh yes, that's Alex Collier. We're gonna hear more from him in a minute.